Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Hey y'all, like Randy. This is Ebony, Ebby on Instagram. Super random. I was just scrolling through Instagram and looking at y'all's page, and I liked a bunch of pictures that I hadn't already liked. And I was just like, let me call them and tell them that I love them and that I just really wanted to call and say thank you. My husband Jamal and I have been together. It'll be 14 years on July 4th. Married almost 7, and some of the conversations that we have had were kick-started or jump-started by listening to your podcast and conversations that we didn't even realize that we needed to have. And, you know, they ended up turning out really well for us. We've never been closer. I just wanted to call and say thank y'all for that. Y'all are younger than us. We'll be 35 this year, but, I mean, you can learn things from anyone. Doesn't matter the age. And I'm really appreciative. Well, we are really appreciative of that. And so I just wanted to say hi. And Drew, oh, my God, that smile, Jesus. Ugh, y'all, how y'all make that baby so cute? Like, what did y'all do? Teach me. Talk to y'all later. Bye.
Now check it out. Now look, the apple don't fall far from trees, right? I'm in the land of milk and honey with the bees, like. And if I'm ripping it, what I'm so with my seeds, like. Now check it out.
Hey y'all.
Hey, I'm Mikey.
And I'm Randy. And this is the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast, where we give you an uncensored look into all we're learning, unlearning, and loving about marriage in real time.
You know what's happening, right?
Welcome all.
Aw.
We're thankful you tuned in. Y'all.
Is you just not going to look me in my eyes while that was happening?
That was the last intro of the
of
last
season.
Episode.
Two.
We'll find reasons to be sappy in here.
Oh my God. We have made it to the final episode of the season.
124 episodes of hotness.
Jesus
Actually, it's
Christ.
More because we didn't have numbers.
And we didn't count the minis or the bonus episodes or the memory lane. Oh, we did count.
But 124 episodes, Randy. How are you feeling? First thoughts.
Emotional. Ready.
I was fine until we started talking.
Ready. Y'all.
First of all, thank you. Ebony.
Yes.
For that voicemail. We really appreciate it.
We got it a while ago and we weren't sharing voicemails until this final episode because we did it for episode 100. And so we're really happy we finally got to share it. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So if you don't know who that is TikTok star.
Yes. Her and her husband are so fun. Y'all got to help us out.
Yes.
Y'all
please find their page. It's called Tuck In with ENJ.
Yes.
TUCKNWITH. ENJ, like the liquor.
And we're going to put it in show notes.
We will.
Though Mikey told me people don't read show notes.
They don't.
But if you want to find the page,
that's where you'll find it. Nah, but we have every intention in the world on reaching out to them so that they can teach us how to
be fun. Because we do more than go to therapy.
We are fun,
and
Randy.
Have sex. We do fun stuff too.
Therapy and sex is fun.
So wrapping up our theme for the year, y'all, this episode, Plot Twist, is about you. In our first segment, we're going to talk about some of our favorite episodes,
mm-hmm.
share listener feedback, and award Patreon superlatives.
Because that's the fam. Y'all know what that
yes.
is.
Yes. Second is our fight or flight, where today I'm confronting Mikey about playing dirty.
You like it when I'm dirty, though.
finally.
Why did you? Y'all, she blinked. She fluttered a little bit.
We'll wrap it up with our VDA segment where we show each other some love and or thank each other for something.
We're excited, y'all, and we hope you enjoy.
And we're back.
Let's do it.
Woo, y'all. The final episode for season two. That's the backstory. That's the tea. We're about to close this up. And we are so excited. So, to begin, we are going to share an episode each that grew us up this year and this season.
And why?
And why?
You want me to go first?
Yep. Yes, I want you to go first.
So episodes that grew us up. A lot of episodes came to mind when I was looking through episodes of season two.
Okay.
Because a lot of shifts happened during a lot of these episodes. But the one that I felt stuck out to me the most was episode 86. Deeper Than the Highlight Reel.
That was a good one.
I don't know if... See, I actually went back and read through the show notes because I was like, you know what? I think it was this one, but I want to be sure. During that episode was sparked off of a conversation that you and I had about like social media and posting. And
yeah.
It started off as something small, but our conversation got way deeper than like, what the hell are you asking me to post more? It wasn't even about that. It was like, when you really look at what it is that we put out there as a unit, it's not us. We had just went through the shift where we got the new logo.
Yeah.
And you were like, hey, it's like, it's us face to face. We knew what it was going to be before it started, but we weren't really sure. And then when we saw it, we were faced with the fact that we haven't really been face to face. We haven't really been looking at each other. We've been side by side, walking together, like, you know, taking on shit as a unit, but we haven't really been looking at each other, nor have we been sharing each other or opposing each other. It's been, at that point, it was like, hey, y'all gonna get these cute pictures of Drew.
Right.
And an episode announcement.
She's so cute.
And maybe a group. And maybe a snippet. And like, it was just kind of like.
Or episode announcement.
It was like, actually, let's share images of what our family looks like. But we were in a space where we weren't really happy with what we looked like. We were working really crazy. Phones weren't even out to like take pictures.
Yeah.
I still had the shitty LG.
Yep.
So like, it was like a perfect mix. I think just like a shift happened and. I wouldn't necessarily, it was just us that grew up. Like, it was a lot of me, I could tell, was like changed from that point. Because you made, like, really valid points on, like, hey, like, it's bigger than just, I want you to share things. It's like, do you see me? Because it don't really feel like it. And I'm like, actually, while I feel like I do, it doesn't look like I do because I don't show it. And, like, certain, like, you know, it was just,
yeah,
it was nice. I really enjoyed the episode. I don't know, I heard it with different ears. I actually... For anyone listening, y'all should know at this point, I don't re-listen to episodes after we record them. There may be like a couple here and there that I like really listen to. Usually some of my favorite indies of yours and things like that. But like that one I went back and listened to take some notes on what I was supposed to do.
Do afterwards, how to apply forward. The lessons.
Yes, because you know, sometimes you don't hear it in
when
real
you're doing
time.
It, yeah.
Yes. So that one was, I don't know, maybe it was a little deeper than what I actually, now that I'm thinking about it, it was very impactful.
Yeah, it was. And if you don't know about the episode or you need a refresher, here's the snippet.
Ooh, that was smooth.
Thank you. This is, check it out.
I was stuck in a space where like, why are you harping on social media?
Right.
Is what I was stuck on. And you were, because of those questions, you wouldn't even be able to formulate, you weren't able to actually express, this is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the questions that I was asking. And in a way, you're right. Obviously, I didn't see you if I'm not able to ask the proper question to what it is that you're saying. If I'm around, I don't have to wonder.
That
After
was a good
that,
episode.
Yeah, it was a good episode. Yeah. I really enjoyed it. And I had a runner-up because you know me.
Mikey, no.
But my runner-up is good. It's going to introduce yours. So my runner-up was episode 90. The fuck?
Yeah, so that one was about the cheat code.
That was our cheat code review.
Of the first four episodes, mind you. We had not finished the season.
We hadn't finished the season. We hadn't met them. We hadn't seen them. We don't know these people. We were told, hey,
just
listen
give your
to
raw
these.
First time impression review.
At that time, six episodes were out, but we only made it to four because...
I thought the whole season was
good. No. We hadn't, it hadn't all been.
Oh, okay.
Yet. Actually, no, it may have been like seven or eight.
It was a lot of episodes.
Yeah,
and
like
we
the story
halfway.
Was just now starting to like take a turn.
Yeah,
but there were a whole
really
bunch of turns.
We really should have waited, which brings me to the episode that grew
so what
us
was your episode that grew
mine
up?
Was episode 97, BMM times Chico.
Hey.
Your podcast and our podcast are seeking to create communication and healthy discourse around all these things. And so when we were approached with the idea of getting together, at first I said, hell no. And then I said, real rap. And then I said, don't be a baby. You know, I said, don't be a baby about it. Just because they said something that you didn't like or you didn't appreciate, that's how things get left to fester and left unhealthy.
So as y'all heard, Jason was through with us. He was through with us. And I'm so thankful that they decided to still come on the show and talk to us, because it changed a lot for me. Like, one, by the time they came on the show, we had finished the season.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, shoot, I think I like these people. Oh, no.
They got a fucked up, a possible relationship but no, with cool people.
Yeah, it just really grew me up, because it really showed me a lot of ways that I still haven't grown. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of my flaws still, in terms of, like, how I feel about people.
I think it takes a lot of maturity to, like, really admit that and be honest.
It does, because I could not me and Jason be texting. Like, yeah. I could not imagine. Like,
they closer
really,
than me and Viva, man. I was like, y'all work
really
together and shit.
Like them. Yeah. And I'm just like, we really could have never known each other on
if
this
they
level.
Weren't willing to also have that conversation, yeah. though. Like, if they could have been like, yeah. yeah, I don't want nothing to do with these niggas. They was wilding.
We would have been distant cousins on the Domino Sound Network. Never talking. But no, it just really grew me up and really had me like rethink this concept of like compassion mm-hmm. and like not being judgmental, at least outwardly, without mm-hmm. getting the whole picture.
Context. Yeah.
Context. It really raised my context.
The importance of taking in all the information and not just, you know, what information you're given at the beginning.
And also understanding, because usually when you're triggered by something, right? Or angry by something is like under that is like a sadness.
It's deeper than what
it's deep, it's like it's, it had actually nothing to do with them.
It was your daddy.
Outside.
You know, like, it ain't even V-Vez. It has nothing to do with Andrea.
Mikey.
It's my mom.
It really wasn't my mom, but
I was like, oh, this is upsetting me.
No, but really, it just grew me up. Like, having that conversation, mm-hmm. being treated kindly when they really didn't want to. And I'm just really happy that these people gave us a chance. No, because it was fucked up. You know, it was fucked. Everything was fucked up. It was fucked up.
But, you know, context being what it is, we were responding.
Yeah, it grew.
To
it
four episodes of niggas wilding.
It like, definitely it grew me up.
So, you know, I like that.
Yeah, it was great. So, thank y'all.
Thank y'all.
Yeah.
They might hear this.
Right? All right. So, a surprisingly popular episode, babe. So, episode that you were surprised did as, like, well as it did.
Mm.
What was that for you?
So, I chose episode 110, Are You Shrinking Yourself For Me? Because Drew's her own person. But for some reason, I don't have that same energy with you as this marriage has continued. Mm. Like, it's not about, oh, you know, let me just let Randy
soar.
Do her. And it's not that it's not intentional. It's just, I ain't been thinking about doing that for myself either. So it's just been, let's just keep falling into these traps of this. Let's
these
get
roles.
Comfortable here. Let's settle for this. And it's become, I'm doing a whole bunch of stuff that I didn't have to do. You doing a whole bunch of stuff that you don't have to do. And this is like whatever, this is a perfect storm for resentment to brew.
And hate.
Essentially what it is. Yeah, so as y'all heard, like, that episode was just, I was very surprised by the feedback we got on Instagram posts and mm-hmm. comments and DMs following that. Apparently, like, I'm always surprised when episodes we do spark conversation in people's households. I don't know why, because obviously y'all, like, people are listening together. Some people are listening by themselves and then, you know, taking some of these ideas or thoughts or conversations to their partner or whatever, but that also was an episode where we were doing it in real time. That was one of those episodes where we were like,
we hadn't had this conversation
before, so let's have it here. And I think we did that maybe three times this season, which were mm-hmm. all really great. And damn, I probably should have made a note of those, but we hadn't had the conversation.
Yeah.
I'm looking you in your eyes and you were telling me these things, and I believe we have gotten to the point now where it's not all reaction. When we hear something that may hurt, when we hear something that may sting or that we feel is not true, we don't automatically jump straight to defense, making faces like, who you talking, like what, like, you know, like that attitude doesn't come up anymore. And I think that when we did it in real time on the podcast, it was cool. But like, I was, when we first brought up the concept of doing an episode, I was like, I don't even know how to tell Randy that I feel like I am shrinking myself any certain. Like, I wasn't prepared. Normally, we have time to, like, flesh out what it is that we're trying to say to the other person. Mm-hmm. But in this instance, we just was saying it. And it was just different in that way. But, like, we were really listening. I really heard you out. You really heard me out. And I didn't walk away feeling like this is one of them situations where, like, I'm going to do something for Randy and Randy not going to do nothing for me. Or one person dominated the conversation. It was really like a shared, it was a moment where I feel like we just both got our points across and like there was understanding, like a little bit sooner than normal.
And so, and you were surprised it did well? This is one of your,
I was surprised it did well. But yeah, because again, that was one of our like off the cuffs. Like it wasn't a produced episode. It wasn't planned to be like, hey, so, you know, maybe our goal for this should be this. It was just like, hey, let's just have a conversation. And that's what came out of it.
That's good, babe.
I put thought into this. You did.
I would hope so, good sir, because this is the last episode.
Yeah, I don't know. I personally loved that approach for the episodes where we did that this season. Like,
there was like three episodes.
Let's have a conversation,
right? Yeah.
For the first time, right here, because it could have gone left.
It
could have gone episode 90. The fuck,
Mikey. My surprisingly popular episode I was surprised did as well as it did was My Indie Black Is.
Really?
Where I interviewed Shani and Carmen, my two of my best friends from college, about Black is King. Lord, yeah. Jesus.
Why don't you play us a snippet from that episode?
Mikey!
I found it very interesting that the way she ended everything was in a church.
Yeah.
With the choir, like you're very traditional.
With the choir.
Church.
Yes.
Church.
With spirit.
Because that's yes. Of the diaspora. Black people love church. Mm-hmm. You know, like, that's where people, a lot of people, and not to discount that, a lot of people found homes in church, which is why a lot of people are very passionate about going to church, like you are, Carmen. Somebody who can also relate to that, and that's real. I didn't even catch that. Yeah. She was in church.
Yep.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she... Mm-hmm. Look at you. Yeah. Look at y'all. Critical thinking. Look
come
at that Calder Worcester degree.
Ooh,
come on, Worcester. All that stuff you put us through, it better be
okay.
Good.
Look at all that liberal arts education.
Shout out to the college students right now. Y'all gonna make it. I promise.
Yeah, so I was very surprised by the feedback I got from that one, because I assumed people would... I mean, there was a lot of things surprised about that episode. One... This is how me, Carmen, and Shani talk. This is how me, Shy, and Kirsten talk. Me and the girls talk. My mom group. Like, I'm used to having these type of conversations with women, but I was surprised by how many people were surprised that that's how I talk with my friends.
Oh, sorry.
Because I feel
like...
The mic
didn't pick that up. I said, why?
I don't know, because I feel like it just isn't abnormal to me.
You are always surprised when that happens, when I tell you that, first of all, I have been around lots of groups of different types of women. I have been a fly on the wall. I have been a confidant. I have been like, I've been around. I've heard some stuff. The way that you have conversations with people is unique in the fact that y'all are actually like talking. It's very interesting. It's nice being a fly on the wall for conversations that y'all be having, because y'all, they're a little bit deeper than like normal people surface levels conversations. It's obvious that y'all like each other. Mm. And that comes across. So it was nice hearing like a group of friends just like shoot the shit about something that actually like is impactful to them, and seeing those three different personalities come out. And I personally love these women myself, so that also was one of my favorite episodes, just because of
him and Shani got the same birthday.
Yeah, me and Shani have the same birthday. Yeah. Carmen is the godmother of my child. Like, yeah. it's nice. It is, and it's also nice when people get a different angle of you. I think people appreciate when they are given more context into who you are. It was the same as with the feedback from the episode with you and your mom.
Yeah. It was very intimate for me. Like, I was like, I didn't realize how nervous I was about posting it. And I thought people would write it off as like, oh, she just loved Beyonce. This is not going to be actually.
That's not the approach y'all took. But, y'all could have just only talked about the greatness of Beyonce, but that's not what the episode
was. Yeah. But that's how we talk about her projects. And so it was just really nice to see people be like, you're going to make me watch this. Or I went back and watched it again. Or this made me think of being back in school with y'all.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really nice to get that feedback. And I was just surprised that people listened. I was so surprised.
Well, I mean, people are used to seeing Randy the wife, Randy the mom, and hearing from Randy the wife friend.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing from, they've now been introduced to Randy the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
They've heard about Randy the sister, the problematic child. Randy the gang member in college, but they didn't know Randy the friend that. And I think that, I don't know, it's always really cool when people get a different perspective from a different conversation of hearing you talk with somebody else. And I think that one was unique because of that.
Yeah. Thanks, babe.
So I'm not surprised. You're surprised, but I get it.
All right, babe. Finally, what was your favorite indie of mine for this season?
This is obvious. My favorite indie of yours this year was I Quit. BMM 122, y'all. I have been holding my breath for so long because you just wouldn't let me talk about how much I love you. That's and how proud true. Of you. You wouldn't. You
I just wasn't ready. Mercury was in retrograde.
You and
all this stuff was like,
please do not talk about how
yourself.
Scorpio was in your moon in your sixth house like, inverted.
All
with the
I'm
two
saying
of cups.
Is everything around me was saying, keep your shit to yourself till after this Mercury.
In case y'all hadn't heard the episode, here's the snippet.
I'm tired of. No, it's not that I'm tired. I'm ready. I'm ready to be myself. I'm ready to take back every single thing that was taken from me as a kid. Everything, every single thing that's been taken from me over my lifetime. I'm ready to see who this, like who I could be if I wasn't so damn scared all the time. Who I could be if I wasn't trying to be so perfect.
So yeah, like, I don't know. Everybody know I'm proud of you at this point. Everybody mm-hmm. know how it is. Yeah, if you don't know how I feel about my wife at this point in life, then you have not been listening or paying attention. I love you so fucking much.
I know.
And all I want you to do is be happy. Like, actually happy. Not bullshit, fake happy. Not, like, temporarily. Not, like, I want you to truly be yourself. I know what that looks like. I know you know what that looks like. And I know you know I know what that looks like.
Mikey.
But we both know.
Mikey.
That you have not been taking all of the steps that's necessary to get to the point where you are doing what that looks like. One of the major steps in it was for you to bet on yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the hardest things that you can do as a person is bet on yourself. One of the most difficult things that Randy Chapman, the person, has ever had to do is bet on herself. You can support the fuck out of others. You can big up anybody and their mama that you're close to. Like, you see the greatness in other people. It's a skill. It's a thing that you have. You can recognize that. And you know how to support it. And you know what it looks like to back somebody. And if you apply that same energy to yourself, we get really, really great shit. Like, I quit. Now, I know that at the time, because whenever we leave a place where we're comfortable, where we felt joy or relief because of some other bullshit that happened. Mind you had just came off of a pregnancy loss. We were struggling with some other stuff. You finally found a job that wasn't as shitty as any of the jobs that you worked at before. Because this job that you were leaving was by far your best job so far.
It was.
And before this job, you were at your worst job of all your jobs so far.
Yes.
So you had literally been experiencing night and day. And then to go from that and be like, actually, I have to leave y'all. I have to leave y'all because it's not serving my life in this way. I have to go do something else. And the something else just happens to be something that I want to do also. But then you have all this guilt swirling around you of like, but should I leave? Like,
I was
people
really
always want to stay at jobs that they like. Like, this was the whole... No.
I was really sad.
No. You're not supposed to be there. You actually need to get the fuck on. And it's nothing against them. It's not an indictment on them because I enjoyed watching you enjoy your work.
Yeah.
I know that you liked what you did.
I did.
But I know that what you love is out there. And if you go on the track that you was going, you was never going to get to that point.
Nope.
You had to go off the rails, find a different path, and you were on it. And I'm so fucking proud of you.
Thank you.
And it was also really quickly how you like got over your morning period.
Because I ain't stopped working since I stopped
you
working.
Haven't.
I ain't had time. I had to like.
Yeah, it's like right after a breakup when, you know, you be really sad until you meet that next person. But like you was already dating while you was in the relationship. So it was, you never missed a beat, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm extremely proud of you. I'm not going to. I ain't crying today. I don't feel like it.
Thanks, babe.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. I tell you all the time how big a deal you are, how phenomenal you are. And I mean that shit because I have seen you at your lowest. I have seen you at your saddest. I have seen you at your highest. And I have seen you at your best. And you are just, you have been now at that best area for a while. And that shit just look good on you.
Thanks,
look real
babe.
Good on you.
My turn.
Yes.
Because I ain't dealing with you.
Okay.
In these eyes. Because we got to finish the episode.
All right.
My favorite indie of yours is episode 105, Brotherly Love.
Hey.
It's an obvious trait that is very strong genetically. that is embedded through that man, that is embedded in all of us. So you face it, you come to terms with it. You may not have to like a bunch of things, but that's what makes it easier. Because when you run from it, then you start beating yourself up. You got to find balance somehow. And for me, like, that's what I just try to make sure I do. Like, I look back at it, I realize there was no, I'm pretty sure you could attest to this, there was never no full-blown conversation or communication. It was either arguments or laughs.
Yeah. I have never been able to put it quite that way before. I don't think I've ever worded it like that before. That's exactly what it was. It was one or the other.
I'm intelligent sometimes.
I love this episode for so many reasons. Like, it was so good.
Really?
First of all, you talked about this a lot on the podcast, but your relationship with your siblings that aren't your mother's children is so, like, interesting that y'all, like, found each other.
You have a unique bond.
And you bond. Y'all are really close. And you know I love Prince. Mm-hmm. I love Prince more in person. But I love Prince. And it was so nice to hear. And I love how he loves his son. Mm-hmm. And he's just a dad. Like, behind
through and through,
all the 100%. Stuff that he be doing on social media and all his shit talking and everything. He is a dad. And it was really nice to hear two fathers who had this pretty shitty father, you know, be gracious and reminisce. And it was like I felt like I was in on obviously a very private conversation, but it's very clear how much y'all love each other. Very clear how much you love your women. Very clear how much you love your kids. How you're learning to love yourself. Like, it was just powerful. It was a really good episode. It was like oddly vulnerable and transparent. And this is how Prince talked. Like, it wasn't like weird to hear him talk like this, but I've never seen y'all have a conversation.
This is how we had conversations.
Like, I've never been around for these conversations. Usually it's all three of us or it's me, you, him, and Nikki. Like, it's like a group. I've never been like privy to your one-on-one conversations in this way. And so it was really good for me. And it was also really good for a lot of people. People really loved it. You don't run a Twitter like you post to, but I was on Twitter and people love it.
Why? Go ahead.
Why do people love it?
No, why you do that?
Because if y'all go back to the first season, all we talk about is who posts a whole what on social media.
And
Mikey just died on this hill of, I got it. I told you I got it. He never got it. And now when people tag me and stuff on Twitter, they tag our page because they know it's me running it.
Yeah.
Mikey. So anyway, this is not a fight. I really enjoyed the episode, and it was just nice to hear you talk about still some of your anger and sadness with your dad, and hear Prince, who was older than you, kind of like have this moment of like peace with it. Like, you know, y'all don't necessarily agree, but you know, but he's like made peace with it, with his relation with his dad, with y'all dad, and in his own way. And he really like pushed you to like accept this about yourself. Like, you know, just accept yourself. And so it's really nice because you're always talking about how you don't have friends, you don't have a lot of men in your life, but you do. This is a quality relationship.
It is. He's just so damn far away.
And while he isn't in proximity, 2020 has taught us to value our relationships no matter
that is true.
How
that
close
is a big takeaway from
or distant. So yeah, it was really good.
Thank you, Ran.
You're welcome.
I enjoyed that episode.
It was really good. All right. Now it's time for y'all. Your emails. So we got a lot of emails this season, a lot of IG messages, but y'all know the rule. We only read the ones we have permission to read.
Mm-hmm.
We also shared a lot of them on our 100th episode, so you can go back and listen to that if you have not heard it. But for the emails that we've gotten after the 100th, let us read them. So the first one is from Alexis J. She says, "Hey y'all, just thought I'd share some positive feedback from the younger side of listeners. If there anymore." You know, girl, there are some young,
they
we
they
got
exist.
Some young listeners.
Some children.
My name is Alexis J. I'm a junior student from Texas. I've been listening to you guys' podcast for a couple of weeks now, and I absolutely love it. Y'all are so real, raw, and honest about everything. I'm currently listening from the beginning to get the full experience, and I've reached May 2019. Whew. Mm. But I can't wait till I catch up to date. Anyways, just stopping by to say I love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing and more. Alexis. Thank you
so
much.
Thank you, Alexis.
That was really nice.
It was. We absolutely still have a young audience following because we're that millennial bridge in between some stuff.
We do.
Like, we just discovered one of our family members on Patreon.
Yeah.
Was way younger than we thought.
And like, she can't drink legally. I was like, girl, what?
She is allowed to vote, though.
Yeah, and get married. So, like... But we were just really surprised. So,
because once you get past a certain age, everybody is children. Like, even though they're not. Like, it's a thing.
Yeah.
That's nice to know that you're still tuning in, still tapped in. The episodes get better as you go.
So, thank you so much. Our next message is from Instagram.
Okay.
This one is from John Green. Mikey, you want to read it?
Yeah, of course I'll read it. You know my reading voice. I've been practicing. Is this one longer than the email? Yes, it is.
Do you want me to read it?
No, it's fine because I love you. Okay. I'm going to read it like a text and not like an email, which I struggle with. All right. This is from John. Hey, Randy and Mikey. First and foremost, I love both of y'all. Thank y'all for being beautiful examples of Black excellence. That's right, man. Even though I'm not sure if y'all will ever see this, I would like to offer my love and story for y'all podcast. I'm sorry. My love story for y'all podcast.
Lord.
I know.
It's okay, baby.
I just asked that Randy reads it. As in my experience, yes, 16 episodes in, I listen nightly at work and only discovered y'all content last week. She tells love stories that are dark and weird, like the 9/11 guy and his wife. Mine is easy and out of her norm.
Okay.
So that intro was great. I'm going to pass it over to my wife.
My name is Jonathan Bastard. Green, and the love of my life is Aniqua Dixon. She is my youngest cousin's best friend, as I am 32 and she is 24.
That's still safe. Come on, his little baby cousin.
She didn't like me at all and would even avoid being alone with me for a moment, but over time, she warmed up to me as I loved to cook, and she, like you, Randy, way to her heart is through food.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, we have been dating for almost a year and will be married soon. She is truly my best friend and the love of my life. In regards to the podcast, I relate more to Mikey. I think back to the friendship application episode and y'all both had great points so much. So I wish we lived in Georgia so we could go out with y'all. As to me, y'all would be the perfect couple to hang out with. I have yet to find the application, but I'm pretty sure I got every question right and are introspective enough to know exactly what kind of friends I need and want. Don't want to take up too much of y'all's time. Just wanted to say I love y'all and y'all's family. Congrats on baby Drew. I know after everything y'all have been through, y'all are amazing parents. Stay blessed, don't settle, and fight clean, Randy. Much love, Jonathan Green. First of all, I resent
that. Thank you for that,
Jonathan. I fight clean.
That's why I wanted you to read it. Do you fight clean?
I do.
In the big scope of things, do you feel like you always fight clean?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Mike, you don't think I fight clean?
I do. I do. I really do. You see how your tone elevated and now?
Like, I'm just asking a question.
Yes, Randy, I feel like you fight clean.
No, you don't.
Everything else about you is dirty, though.
Mikey.
Dirty girl.
And finally.
I love you, you know.
Whatever. Another message we got from Instagram is from Tatiana Palmer. I hope I said that right. All right. There you go, Mike.
Thank you. A friend introduced me to your podcast, and I love it. Definitely what a lot of podcasts are missing. Thank you. We can't be naive of a lot of the issues we have in our marriages, and we can't not talk about it. Please keep them coming. Can't wait to get caught up.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate that message. And thank y'all to everyone who has sent us messages over time.
Too many to read. Both of us.
Oh my
God. Do reply.
God.
Because I do. I don't get credit for the replies.
You reply, Mike?
Yeah, I reply.
I'll
even mark some stuff unread so that you can also see it.
Okay, Daddy.
You reply. Don't do that. Don't do that.
You reply.
All right, no, you do. What's next? Voicemails and shit.
All right, y'all. We have some voicemails to play for you. Thank y'all again for calling in. If you ever wanted to call in and were worried that we'd pick up the phone, do not worry. We set it to do not disturb so that it just rings.
It's just a voicemail.
It's the voicemail, and you don't ever have to worry about actually talking to us if you are somebody with that much anxiety like me. I can't. Then to call somebody and they pick up.
But also, if you would like to test out talking to us, we are not the Obamas. And we have the time and space to respond.
We do.
Voice notes on Instagram are also perfectly fine when to talk to people.
They are.
So what we got?
All right.
Long time fan. Love you all. But I'm also big mad. I got some beef because y'all are making me too good. Like, you've made me a better person. And now I'm too good for all the men in my community. So I'm mad at y'all. Like, every man I meet that's just, like, not making the cut, I'm like, hey, you should listen to this podcast. It's hilarious. Like, I don't tell them that, you know, they'll learn something because some men be like, why is this woman trying to teach me shit? So I'll just be like, hey, this is hilarious. You should listen. And then in the back of my mind, I'm praying that they too will grow and become amazing. So, yeah. Love y'all, but I'm also mad. Keep being great. Bye.
That was so funny. Thank you, Stephanie. That was funny.
Ready.
But this is why we can't ever get divorced, because we got the same issue. I mean, like, well, we're going to have to make it work, Holmes. Cause,
like, even if we did, though, we just, like, whoever came after would just have to know.
It, yeah.
That it just ain't.
Which
just,
is why, and that's not no good.
It's not good.
So we're not going to do that. But yeah. Thank you so much.
Hey, Randy and Mikey, Drew and group. It's Rika. So I am now in Slidell, Louisiana. I have to send you guys an email about that whole thing. But while I have these few seconds, right now my mind is just as crazy as you guys are. I don't know where to begin in trying to assist with this revolution or this pandemic and or being a mom, a wife, sister, cousin, aunt, so on and so forth. So kudos to you guys, because I'm not sure about others. I really gain a lot of knowledge and a lot of insight from you all when you talk about certain things and experiences. That Ghana episode, oh my gosh, Randy, about taking me back to Africa or sending them back to Africa, that totally blessed my life. It was really awesome to hear your experience and to open my eyes on what is to come if I decide to visit there sometime soon. But anyway, so kudos to you guys. I love y'all. Y'all are amazing. Keep being amazing, and keep pouring into this universe, because we need you all so much. God bless y'all, and peace.
Thank you so much, Sharika.
Thank you. That was nice.
It was.
If anyone is wondering why she sounded like she was out of breath at a certain point.
She's always walking.
Yeah, she was actually, I was going to make a joke, but like, dead ass, now she's been like working out and like getting in shape. But she like all her stories are actually her working out, and I'm always like rooting for her. And every once in a while, I feel guilty because my fat ass didn't do nothing that specific day.
Mikey.
But I get over it, and I just be like, you know what? You go, black woman.
Mikey.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Y'all keep telling us to keep going. We might actually do it.
Yeah. This is really affirming, and congrats on your move. I know y'all are probably adjusted by now, especially with the pandemic and being forced to sit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, thanks for always leaving feedback. Really appreciate it.
Hi, guys. It's Kima. I am calling because, one, I haven't called in so long. I don't think I called this year at all, but I was just calling because I just finished Randy's indie episode, Dear God, and oh my gosh, I literally was crying. And it really touched me to the point where I was going to send the email, but I said, no, let me send a voicemail. It touched me because a lot that was discussed were like huge struggles to me. I grew up Christian, Seventh-day Adventist to be exact, and it was like a lot of rules and being strict, and I had to wear a skirt and a dress. I didn't want to do that because I wasn't comfortable, so it was like I wasn't paying attention in church because I was so busy looking like I look like a drag queen in this dress. I hate this. I don't feel right, like all types of thoughts and feelings where I can't even focus on the sermon. So it was just like hard for me to get close to God, and I got baptized in 2018. And I was 30 or 31, I don't remember, but it was like, it took so long because I had to like fight to try to figure out what's going on. And I didn't want to get baptized because I said, I'm going to go to hell anyway. So why even waste time and water and a spot in the class to be baptized, because I'm like, of my sexuality. So I always struggle with that. And honestly, today I still struggle with it, like with my sexuality and, can I go get into heaven, although I'm not attracted to men, and it's very hard. It ruins my relationship. I don't want to get into a relationship. I'm like, I'd rather die single and alone, because if I'm in a relationship, I'll go to hell. So it's just a lot that goes on for me. So hearing this podcast really touched me, and it made me like emotional, because it's like, there is hope for me. Like, and I'm going to listen to it again. Like, that's how much it spoke to me. And I subscribed to the podcast, Reclaiming My Theology, because I'm like, I need to hear this message, because all I've heard was do this or else, be this way or else.
just like one of the questions you asked her, where it was, do you have to be like one way, or can you be yourself and still, you know, God will love you or love God? And that's how I struggle. I didn't know myself, and I still really don't know myself, because I'm like, I have to be this one way in order for me to go to heaven or be saved or for God to have mercy and grace on me. And it's really a struggle, because I don't think anyone in my life understands what I'm going through. And it also contributes to my depression as well, because I feel alone in this space. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for this episode and for being transparent about how you feel about things and the questions you asked. And that, I just want to say thank you, guys, and I will see you soon. And talk to you soon. And just thank you for everything you guys do. I'm so grateful for your podcast in general, but also the indies and different topics you guys touch on. You have no idea how much it helps me, and it changes the way I think and everything like that. So I just want to say thank you, and I hope you guys are well and staying safe. Bye.
Kima has some of the best feedback. Well, I just want to say I really appreciate you for liking the episode and it touching you. And please know that you are worthy, and God loves you, and you are exactly who you're supposed to be. And we're going to all see each other in heaven. God willing. Yeah. I wanted the episode because of, like, y'all know, I'm just.
The episode was highlighting your, was that the one? That was the interview, right?
Yeah, with Brandy Miller, yes. Reclaiming My Theology. Yeah, I found her podcast because I was like, can I be a Christian and a good person? I'm serious. I just didn't seem like they didn't seem to coexist. Mm. And she really just, it was a really great conversation. She has a really awesome podcast. The first season was about reclaiming theology from white supremacy. And then it was American politics. It's just a great podcast. And so I'm really happy that it touched you. Mike, you got something?
Yeah, just you loved.
You are
absolutely loved. And I really appreciate the feedback. And again, it's nice to hear about the impact that some of these things have. And reaching one person with our words is a big fucking deal. So if one person walks away from something feeling a little different, feeling a little better, feeling a little understood, less alone, then we're doing something right.
Yeah. So thank you so much.
Yeah.
And that's it, y'all. That is it for the feedback and the voicemails. We really appreciate y'all writing in, calling in, following us on socials. We are almost at 2,000 followers. Slow and steady wins the race.
Slow and steady.
But next year.
What happens next year, baby?
I don't know.
What's your plot? What's your plan?
I'm plotting. Just know. Me and Mike are plotting. And
Randy's scheming.
I am scheming.
Go ahead, baby. It's
all right. All right. So. Patreon superlatives.
Woo!
So superlatives are, what are they, like awards you...
It's that thing in the yearbook where you vote
someone most likely
to succeed or most likely to fail.
Yeah, so we are currently at like 60-something patrons. So obviously everyone won't get a superlative, and that's only because we do superlatives based off of the people who are the most active in terms of like who we see more on Zoom calls and game nights. Who we see more online, who like engage with us. And that's only because we actually can award a superlative for people's personality. Mm-hmm. We kind of know.
No.
So we don't want to just be giving out random superlatives. So these are the superlatives. I guess we'll take turns.
All right.
All right. First is Nikki B. Most likely to be the tallest in the room with the best resume. She got a resume business, and she tall as shit, and we love her.
We are. Yeah, we do. Every time we bring up her height, I'd be surprised.
Yeah.
She also brings up her height. Like
whenever we have game night, her name is always something tall, because she tall.
Usually Amazonian. And I support it. So it's actually because my baby going to be...
Really tall.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Second, we have Renee.
Yes.
Who was voted most likely to be the first one to join the meeting.
Because last year she won most likely to have notifications on. Those notifications remain on. And she'd be the first one to show up.
In our Zoom meeting that we have. I love when we have our little town hall family. I love our Zoom meetings.
Yeah.
Because it's just funny. It's a chance to like shoot the shit with people from across the country that we don't know.
Yeah.
This community that we're building. Hear about the good stuff that's going on in these people's lives. Share opinions, learn about each other. We have had some really interesting connections, and people really do some like great shit based off of the stuff that they've shared in there. And so, yeah, no, I like our Patreon people. And Renee is just funny because she is the first one there.
That be in meetings.
And that camera will cut on first. Looking, like, what's up? We're just going to wait for everybody else to trickle in here. But, right. Yes, we love you, Renee.
Next is Jared, who is the husband of Charnel. We're going to do those together. Jared is most likely to help you negotiate your salary. Okay, Jared about getting that money. He is going to tell you to Jared ask for more. Jared is about
knowing your damn worth.
Right. And saying ask something. For more. These people got it. And Charnel is most likely to read all the best books.
Randy's book nerd friend.
Yes. She has lots of good book recommendations. Next is Alicia. Most likely to own half of West Atlanta.
Right alongside Jeezy and T.I.
But like,
all own a half.
Right. And we have who, babe?
Susie and Robbie,
mm-hmm.
who are most likely to be the best first-time parents in 2021.
Yes, congrats. Y'all are almost there. Still got a few more months, but you got this.
As it stands today, she's 7, almost 8 months pregnant.
Yeah.
Now we wish y'all the best of luck. Y'all are going to be great.
Y'all are.
We hope to see y'all in Atlanta at some point.
Yes.
Get away from the white people.
Mikey.
Next up, we have
Brittany H. Most likely to work out before a call. I'm assuming, but y'all, Brittany be out here. She be out here working out and screenshotting her calories and her time. Look, inspire us.
Yeah, we trying.
She gang gang.
That's why I take pictures of my Fitbit every day now.
Next is Sierra.
Sierra is voted most likely to be the youngest in the room.
Y'all. When we find out this girl, how old is she?
Sierra is the Patreon 19? Baby cousin. She's 19. Yes.
She's aired by a little baby cousin. We said what?
We were playing our game night trivia night, and I created like a millennial question game, and she was like,
so that's what we found out.
She was like, I might know some of these things. You know, my brothers and sisters. I was
they're
like,
older, yeah.
How old are you? Because everyone knows what the bottom of a mouse thing is. Even Randy didn't know it was that. I put up a camera film, y'all. Mikey. We all learned some stuff about Randy. It was
anyway.
But no, Sierra, we love you. We really appreciate you for just being a part of
our Patreon. Next is Jason, who is most likely to take a hike.
Yeah, nah. So Jason, every once in a while, just ups and abandons his family. And
that's not true.
Goes into the mountains for a couple days.
Yes.
Come back a better person, like Jesus.
You're stupid. You're stupid. No,
and Jason told us that that one weekend he had like a day away.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a really brilliant idea.
Yeah.
It gave us the idea, like, hey, maybe this is something we should start incorporating quarterly.
It was great.
Yeah, so it was inspiring us, but we really appreciate you, Jason.
And next is Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
Family, blood in, blood out, most likely to secure the bag.
Absolutely.
She had interviews on interviews on interviews
with
this
Google
year.
And shit.
And she got job.
Congratulations,
because
we really love you.
We do, and we're very proud of you.
Yes.
Next is
Keems. Keems is voted most likely to make us cry.
She is, y'all. Y'all just heard a voicemail, but these emails,
they be just as emotional.
Sobbing.
Like, look, girl.
Be sobbing.
Chill out.
So thank you.
Chill out with all them feels.
Next is Shani, who is in the Black Is episode. She is most likely to listen to an episode on the low low. And I say on the low low because I never know if she hears the episode and then I get a text. I'm
like
oh,
stupid.
You're all caught up. So, so thank you.
Next is Christine.
Yes.
Who is voted most likely to give thoughtful gifts.
She is. Thank you so much, and just thoughtful feedback in general, and thank you for joining the Patreon.
I believe Christine also gave us like gift cards that we ended up giving out for one of our game nights.
One of our game nights, yep. She gifted me a gift card for my birthday and then gifted another one for us to give away,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we did. So thank you so much.
Sharing it amongst the people. Yes,
next
reparations.
Next is
Ashley Gray,
who is my cousin,
and
our cousin.
Most likely to binge listen and be scarred by her cousins.
Yes. Now, she's a freshman in college, and she be listening to our podcast, even though I tell her, you don't got to.
She shouldn't have.
And she loves it, though, and so we really appreciate you for binging, joining our Patreon, and letting us know how absolutely scarred you are. Next is Rashida, who is most likely to make time for us despite her work schedule.
We always appreciate when you pop in, girl.
Yes, we know you working hard, girl.
You ain't got time for us.
Thank you for popping in when you do. Next is
Kristen.
Yes, Kristen
Bell. Who is voted most likely to always remain a patron.
Kristen, she a ride or die, man. I really...
I remember when I first met her.
In college, yeah.
And Kristen, she's always just been, like, hard to read. Because, like, she's just, like...
She's super introverted.
Very, like, straight-faced. Like, she looked like she's thinking about something, and you should not bother her. but the moment you say hi, she's extremely engaged, and we'll have a conversation. It was very interesting. She gave us a beautiful painting that we hang over Drew's bed.
Yeah. Her and Drew have the same birthday.
They both love turtles.
They do. So...
She has always been around. We really appreciate her.
Thank you so much, Kristen. And lastly is Jessica Obiora. She has many aliases, but and she is most likely to send us an email about an episode. And it's really great that you do.
Yeah, because we actually do be wanting those emails that we ask y'all for. And we really want that feedback because.
And she quit to hold us accountable. Like, yeah, heard the episode, but when you take into account American chattel slavery and how the impact, like, I'm not even playing. She'd be like, listen, let's provide context and look at the black
and
family.
It's true.
And it's true. So thank you so much.
We appreciate y'all.
Engagement, our final engagement for season two. Woo! Tell us how you enjoyed this season, y'all.
Yes.
You never know when or where we will share your feedback. Also, what are you hoping to get in season three?
We want you to be a part of it. We are really excited for what we have planned for season three.
We are.
And while we may have plans and designs, we are always open to taking in anything that y'all might want to add to it. So shoot us an email at blackmailmare@gmail.com.
Or leave us a voicemail at 770-750-4098.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
It's time for Randy and Mike's Fight or Flight. They've held it in all week, but you gon' hear it tonight. Don't really matter who is wrong or right, cause it's Fight or Flight.
Fight or Flight.
Fight or Flight, what's up?
All right, I'm getting
to it. It's our last fight for the year.
Yes, it is. Our last fight.
You'll make it a good one?
I will.
All right, what you got?
This fight is a little old, but it's new for the podcast because we were on break when this occurred.
What happened?
I will only say this.
We haven't been on a break since January. How do you remember these things?
We took a break for November, Mike.
Oh, okay. Oh, that part. Got you.
I will say this. You knew I was about to throw up.
What are you talking about?
You knew I was about to throw up.
What are you talking about? About to throw up when what, Randy?
We were getting busy.
Okay.
You play too fucking much.
I do.
Y'all,
guess who's not going to fight this entire point?
Your boy. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, of course, this would be a fight about sex, mm-hmm. but you knew.
I knew what? I did not know.
Yes, you did.
All right, y'all. So one night we was doing stuff. All right. Your boy was getting busy. I got skills. Randy was finishing. She was climaxing. There were things happening. She was experiencing the big O.
Mikey, no.
And what happened?
No. You're talking about... Wait, what are you talking about?
What situation
are
you talking about?
You know...
So then what are you talking about?
You don't know what I'm talking about?
Oh, this time. Oh, okay. So first of all, I did not know.
Mikey.
I was hoping. But no, I did not know.
Mikey, why do you want me to throw up?
I don't want you to throw up. I just like the sound of...
I'm going to do a new fight. I can't.
That was too late. This is a part of... Hey, you got at least leadership for Patreon. So, me and Randy was getting busy. Randy had this song playing in her head. It's a very popular song. Started here in Atlanta and has since like blown up all
what
over the world.
What song, Mike?
It's called Throw Babies. Now.
What? No. 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 No.
Leave no. it. I didn't take no. it out when you edit. All right. So apparently Randy thought I was trying to make her throw up.
You were.
I wasn't. You just apparently was like going in that direction. I didn't stop you.
Your ass didn't help either.
I wasn't.
So my fight is
I was helping myself.
Why you be playing dirty?
I don't be playing dirty. We be dirty.
And I ain't no punk, so you know I ain't gonna stop.
Not at all, which is why I don't know what you're talking about right now.
You should
I love
better.
You, and I just thoroughly enjoy when we So I never want to stop the if it's going in a certain direction, just gotta let it go. I'm a go with the flow type of nigga. So like, you know, if that's where we headed, and you feel you need to blah, you know? Like y'all, this has been a great season. We are so thankful that y'all tuned in to the Mikey and Randy show. What you want me to do? You want me to fly?
I want you to do something.
I'll do it again.
Mikey.
I love you.
I love you.
I apologize if you feel as though I was attacking you.
I don't feel attacked.
Okay, got you.
I just feel like you knew what you was doing.
I had no clue. Again, I'm reading the room, and based off of what you're doing, I'm like, oh, it's like she's trying to like go there because I'm like all the way there. Like I'm in there. And she's like digging it, so let's just keep going. You're the best.
Whatever. I know, but still.
Talk your shit.
PDA, you're first. I'm still excited. This episode
I
have
love
a
you.
Fight or flight.
Believe that fight or flight. That's going to be part of the lost tapes. PDA, so what's today's date even?
It's the 13th.
It is December 13th, 2020. I have been in like super reflective mode over the last month, really, since things have like calmed down. We took the break in November, holiday time. So things aren't really the same, but like my mind still works the same way. December is like reflection month. It's getting ready for New Year's, getting ready for like a different start. I still like looking at New Year's as a reset.
Okay.
And so I've just been thinking a lot about my year, but outside of that, I thought about your year. What didn't you do this year is like an appropriate question to ask. I've seen you conquer a lot of shit, like a lot of shit. Like, I feel like Hippolyta was based off of you. Like, you.
He's talking about Lovecraft Country.
Yes, I'm sorry. If you haven't seen Lovecraft Country, it's okay. You don't need to watch it because it's like crazy.
What do you mean you don't need to watch
you
it?
You don't need to watch. It's a great show. But like for somebody like me who don't like horror, like it's okay if you just actually kept up with the memes and let people tell you what happened.
No, watch the show.
Watch it if you get a chance. But you are a fucking warrior.
Thank you, babe.
You are so strong. You are everything. And I'm extremely proud of the shit you were able to accomplish in the year where nobody should have been expected to accomplish anything. You handled everything this year with grace and dignity that you like you always do. But it's nice to see you coming out on the other side. And the focus being all on you and you experiencing your wins in a way where you're seeing what it looks like when you put in all of that work behind your shit. And again, this is just coming off of the whole I quit thing. You working out consistently like you've been doing. You getting back to reading.
Yeah.
Writing. You producing. You like you're doing all of these things. I'm just super proud of you. Extremely proud of you. I know how this year was for you. I was here with you. I know everything you stressed about. I know everything that you didn't vocalize that you were stressing about because I can smell the stress off of you sometimes. It's a thing. Not saying that it manifests itself into a smell. It's just a feeling.
I get it.
It's extremely obvious when you're going through something. And I love you.
I love you. Thanks.
You're the shit.
Babe, I think you're telling me I'm the shit.
You are the shit. What's that Beyonce quote? The famous quote that don't get enough attention?
And you can say what you want.
I'm the shit.
And she repeats. I'm the shit.
That was the album. See, look, and it's the anniversary of, look at that.
It's the anniversary of Beyonce album at the time of this recording. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
My PDA is, one, this year has been wild. And
yeah, like,
you really,
cheat code wild.
But you really, like, the last 2 years are really, really hard. and your tech program was really, really hard. But this year, all that work you did, you know, being one of the only students in the program to like have a kid in the middle of the program and
keep going after the
program. Drive Lyft during the program because it required that you didn't work. Like, considering everything you had to do to complete that program, this year has really been like, it's been amazing watching you like in your, like after that, you know, you lead in classes, you got good feedback, you're being hired repeatedly, you know, it's just amazing. And I'm really proud of you for betting on yourself. And I told you that I'm able to, like, I think we all know that, like, eventually I would have had to, like, listen to myself and, like, mm-hmm. do it. But one of the reasons I was able to listen to myself this year was because of how you listened to yourself last year, 2 years ago. When you realized, you know, this isn't working for me. I know I want a family, but I can't teach and have a family based off, like, just the work that you were doing, the pay, yeah. all these things. Like, you really are a leader. I know I say this to you all the time, but you really are a leader. And I appreciate you. And I'm proud of you. And on top of that, you have amazing indies this year, and you're editing. Remember how we started off editing together season one? Mm-hmm. You picked it back up this year, and it's just great, Mike. You really are doing way better than you ever give yourself credit for. And on top of that, we've been having a lot of time together, which is really nice because that has not been our narrative the past 2 years.
No, it took a
despite the episodes y'all get, that has not been. We haven't had this much time together. And the other, a few weeks ago, we watched The Last Dance on Netflix.
It was so much fun.
With Michael Jordan, the documentary. And it was amazing. It was very nostalgic for me. As I told you already, my dad and my mom, as you know, had us very, very young. And so I grew up, I felt like I grew up with Michael Jordan with my dad because he was 17 watching him. You know, in the 90s, that whole 90s feel when he busting out ring after ring after ring. Mm-hmm. So it was very nostalgic to remember my dad when he was like that nigga, you know, like when he could do no wrong and he would take us to the park with him and like play basketball and to learn more things about Michael and to know that obviously basketball is your favorite sport. And to actually know more than I thought and to like watch.
You were aware. You were extremely aware. It was nice.
Yeah. And to watch, like, I didn't realize how much of that stuff was also ingrained in me because of Michael Jordan's impact mm-hmm. and the Bulls' impact during that whole timeline.
The year you were born.
Yeah, the year I was born. And so, yeah, it was just really nice. It's really nice to do different stuff with you, like watch a basketball documentary and to grow this podcast with you and to watch you grow as a dad and as a husband and as a Mikey who's realized that you don't need to be validated by people to know that you are the shit. So thank you. You want a kiss?
Yeah, I want a kiss.
You smell good.
Thank you. I was trying to smell good.
What chocolate? Nothing.
That's just my natural scent, baby.
I don't know about that, sir.
Well, I did spray something on you. You gotta like lick around and like.
Okay. And
to invest in the show, support us, and to continue to see what the hell is going on with us while we are on break, head over to patreon.com/blackmillennialmarriage.
That is a way that you can support us monetarily, you know, to help the cause.
are you wrapping that up?
To help the cause and to support the podcast.
Yeah, so during the months of January, February, March, where we are not going to be actively posting episodes, we will be over there sharing behind the scenes of what is going on while we get ready for season 3.
And other stuff. Yeah. The Black Millennial Marriage Podcast is in Domino Sounds Network.
Whoop.
This is the final episode of this season.
Is you not going to say new episodes?
No. The Black Millennial Marriage Podcast Fight or Flight Jingle was created by Ebony Janae at Janae's Jingles. Details are in our show notes.
That you may or may not read.
We are now and still available on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and all other major streaming services. Rate us
5 stars.
If you enjoyed this episode, that's also a way that you can support us for free.
Yeah.
It is completely free to tell us how awesome we are and to rate us 5 stars.
We would really appreciate you doing that right now if you're still listening and haven't done that yet.
And it really helps us.
Like, go.
And we actually read them.
Just do it.
Be sure to check out our website, www.blackmillennialmarriage.com, and follow us on social media platforms. On Instagram, we are
@BlackMillennialMarriage.
On Facebook, we are
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
And on Twitter, we are
@_thechat.
Or I should say, I am.
We are the Chapmans, damn it.
On Twitter. Thank y'all so much.
This is season 2. Wow.
Good job.
I put in a soundbite with the kid that goes, yeah.
Good job, babe.
Ren, good job to
good
you.
Good job.
God damn.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.